Blog Talk Radio.
He is the last of his kind. All that remains of a once powerful nation. Some think he is a myth. Some believe he is the chosen one, who will bring balance to a world at war. And some will stop at nothing to destroy him.
Welcome, Moors and Moorish Talk Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Omane Obey. And tonight we have an exciting broadcast for you. We have Brother Ira McMillanell will be with us this evening. We'll be discussing nation building and all the reasons why we should do that and be a part of that. But I'm going to get the announcements out the way. And the first thing that I want to bring your attention to is the fact that we have created one of the most comprehensive libraries inside the United States, and we make it available to people of African descent for your educational purposes. And for those of you who are trying to learn something about your nationality, if you want to learn about your culture in general, that information is available. There are hundreds upon hundreds of articles, including videos, inside that library, and you can examine it right there in the privacy of your home. If you have children in school, elementary school, junior high school, college, universities, there's information available to you that you can actually use to straighten out a lot of the myths and misconceptions that's being promoted by the educational system as it appears today inside the United States of America. All of your playwrights, all of your historical leaders, your ancient kings and queens of ancient Kemet, your Moorish dynasties, and all of this information is available to you inside that library. And the way you access that is simply by contacting me at area code 904-303-9061, and we will be able to get that to you. Also, without charge, we're offering our free articles, the 14th Amendment Exposed, the Commerce Game, and also the article of whether or not you even own your own children. And you just send me a quick email and say, send me the articles that you spoke about on your broadcast, and I'll get that to you through email attachment. And the way you do that is simply by contacting me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com. Now, I also want to mention to you that I am a Divine Minister of the Moorish American National Government. And we participate in a national conference call that's held 7 days a week. And the way to access that is simply by dialing the number 760-569-7100. And the access code is 437-966-pound. Now, that broadcast happens starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you want to dial in early. That way, when the teaching begins, there won't be any interruption. If you have something to say, you can always *6 your phone to speak and *6 your phone to mute. And that's 7 days a week with the national conference call hosted by the Moorish American National Government. Now, for those of you who'd like to become citizens of your own government. You simply go to sevensealspublications.com, or you can go to moorishamericangov.org. That's sevensealspublications.com or moorishamericangov.org. And there's a registration form there for you, very, very short form. You simply fill it out with your name, address, city, state, and zip code, as well as your birthday. And but before you click send, there's a box at the bottom for you to put in all your family members, your mother, father, brother, sister, cousin, your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, your uncle, his children, his great-grandchildren, the whole ball of wax. Just put everybody in there. And what that is a census form, and you're signing the census. And, of course, that is what's going to be taken to the U.N. Because that is the last requirement that they told us that we needed. Also, I would like to show appreciation to our sister Coco out in Arizona, when she called me this morning and told me that the Moorish American National Government has hit the news media, and they are broadcasting the fact that we are doing what we're doing in, about the UN and all this stuff as well. So I don't know who all else has heard the broadcast, but I just want to say appreciate you, Coco, for calling me and let me know about that. Also, I want to make mention of the fact that this broadcast goes to other sites, all your social sites, Black Planet, MySpace, Dig, StumbleUpon, Twitter. We listed there as well. So if you send me your friend request, go ahead and hit me, or whatever you do, we'll go ahead and grant that. That way you have access to me, and you have access to the information and the knowledge and stuff that we post, not only involving this broadcast, but also articles and stuff that we post for your educational purpose. If you have a Facebook page and you are on Facebook, just send me a friend request. Send it to Tahaka Amana El Bay, and I'll grant that, and that will give you access to my wall. You can also become a member of Tahaka's Institute, as well as Tahaka's Moorish American group, which we deal with through educational materials that, by video format. Now, Tahaka's Institute is where all of our shows land, as well as other articles that we're placing there for your educational benefit. So you can go there and get a lot of information. Of course, the main news feed, we're always posting there. So if you would send me your friend request, I'd go ahead and grant that to you, and then you can have access to that. Also, one other thing that I'd like to mention is the fact that the Moorish American National Government are involved in beginning to print their own newspapers and articles and stuff. And we would like the citizens to go ahead and participate in that. If you send your contributions, which is a free will gift, would be more than welcome. You can just send that right there to MoorishAmericanGov.org, or you can send it to Seven Seals Publications. com. There's a little block box there on the website for you to post your little donations or what have you. It'll be certainly appreciated if you do that, because after all, this is your government. It will be your newspaper, and it will serve you well. But I wanted to just put that information out so that you will have that. And so we're going to go on into the broadcast, and what we're going to be discussing this evening is what is meant by the term nation building, and why do it anyway? How do you build a nation? How do you reach, teach, and assist those Asiatic Moors who have never heard of the Prophet, Noble Drew Ali, or Moorish science, period? What about the children? What must we worship? Why must we worship under our own vine and fig tree? What is a vine and fig tree anyway, as it was described to us by the Prophet, Noble Drew Ali? What is the difference between a nation building done by the Moorish American National Government and other organizations inside the United States and groups and clubs, including the Moorish Science Temple of America? What is the real test that will come in the transformation from mental slavery to freedom of our own national powers to govern ourselves? These questions and many, many more will be answered tonight on Moorish Talk Live 100, as we invite our illustrious guests, Brother Ira McMillan L. Of the Moorish American National Government, and I see that he has arrived, so we're going to go ahead and open up the lines and let the brother in, and so we can get this thing started, and see if we can get some materials out there for you so you have something to work with and make the right decisions in your life, because we're in a time period, in a time era that knowledge is abundance, and a great deal of it is coming out, and we'll be able to separate fact from fiction and get to doing what we have to do. I'm going to open up the lines to area code 757. Area code 757. Could you tell us who you are? Where are you calling from? Area code 757. Are you there, Brother Ira McMillan?
Islam, I'm here.
Islam, my brother. All right. Welcome. I'm going to open up the broadcast with some thanksgiving to our Creator as well as the Divine Prophet. And I would like to say I'm greatly appreciated to all that He has provided for us and enabled us to raise our head from the shallow grave and to step up and be able to be counted among the families of the earth, and to finally go into becoming men and women in our own government and in this day and age. And I would like to say amen to that. Brother, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Islam. Well, first I rise giving all praises to Allah. I bear witness there for one God, that is Allah, giving honors to our prophet. Bear witness the last prophet this day and age, number two, Ali, giving honors to all the officials in the Morris National Government, and giving honors to everyone online, and giving honors to you. Yes, I am Divine Minister Ira McMillan Hill from Newport News, Virginia. Was raised in a little small town in Newport News, and how I found the prophet was that I believe that all men that strive to be man is always looking for themselves. And so I had, at the age of 16, 17, as my father was a Methodist minister, taking me to church on a regular basis, there were certain things I did not agree with and I did not like in the church demonstration, and one of them was that if you ask the question, they never have an answer for you, but you just have to have faith, and that was it. And so
okay.
I had studied and flirted around with other different organizations out there, as far as the Five Percenters, the Nation of Islam, the Sunni Muslims, And this was at the age of 16, 17, and nothing quite right fitted for me until I met this brother by the name of Ron Khalif Hill, and he introduced me to being the Moor, and that sounded real great until he asked me for like $300 and some to pay for my nationality. And then I had a holy Quran, the Moore Science Temple of America at the time, and so I started asking him questions. I said, well, if the prophet said that what your forefathers was yesterday, that's who you are today without a doubt, no contradiction, then why do I have to pay for nationality? Why do I have to pay for something that I'm already in? And
okay.
So I stuck with the Moore Science Temple demonstration for some time, and I met with these brothers in Baltimore, which they had took me in. And praise be to Allah, these brothers had studied with me and brought me up under their wings. And then them brothers had went over into the government. And when they went over to the government, praise be to Allah, they took me with them, and that's how I met the Grand National Chairman, Elihu Pleasant Bay, and I became a divine minister in this government. Islam?
Islam, okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this, Divine Minister. Since you have been involved with the Moorish American National Government, in your opinion, is there anything else that you have previously been involved with that you could say in your own opinion that you can compare it to?
No. There is no comparison. Absolutely not. The lessons that we get in the Moorish National Government, you cannot get those lessons anywhere. Trust and believe me on that. It says in the Holy Quran, and I always refer back to the Holy Quran, all right, that those who have reached their highest height have to go to their lowest depths, all right? I have been to my lowest depths, okay? I have seen what was out there. I have practiced other man's religion. When I say practice other man's religion, even when I was practicing the Sunni Muslim faith, okay, I realized that was not the faith of our people. That was the faith of an Arab, and we are not Arabs. We are Moorish American. When I was in the temple, okay, I want my words to be clear. All right, when I was in the temple, it was more rituals than nation building. Okay. I have been through the demonstration of going into another man's courtroom time and time again with affidavits this and affidavits that, getting beat up when the prophet ain't never told us to go into another man's government and go up into their courtroom and demonstrate why you are a sovereign person. And in reality, I want to be clear on that. An individual is not sovereign. You're not sovereign until you have a nation. Okay? And so I have not seen nothing compared to the Moorish National Government and the teachings that we get inside the Moorish National Government nowhere.
Okay. Well, Go ahead.
See, when I get going, I get going. Okay, I apologize. But
that's all right. That's all right. That's good, brother. That's good. Get going.
Okay. It's only a nation, not an organization, is going to save our people. That is it. Our people would not be saved without a nation. You cannot get around it. A man cannot be, which I will explain later on, but a man cannot be a man unless they have their own government. How are you going to be a man living up under somebody else's government? Someone telling you what to do with your children. Don't even have rights over your own kids, of your own children, excuse my language, over your own children. Someone else telling you when to do this, when to do that. That is not freedom. That is slavery. Either you're going to be a god or you're going to be a slave. Up under an organization, when you're up under an organization, you might as well be up under the Girl Scout, Boys Club, or any kind of other organization that have no kind of power out there.
Okay.
And who else is in the organization, all they have to do is ask themselves one question. Has it freed you yet? And if it hasn't freed you, it then enslaved you. Islam.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that will pretty much do it. You laid it out, and you said it exactly the way it is. We have approximately 60 million people of African descent inside the United States of America, which is no longer a country but is now officially a corporation. And I had a young man that called in last night on the broadcast that I was having between me and the Divine Minister, and this young man was trying to say that the Prophet Noble Drew Ali in his prophecies, he interpreted to mean that the prophet wanted us to get back to the constitutional fold of the government of the United States. And what I was trying to figure out is how could that be possible if the United States, before it became recognized as a government, they were colonies, and they were holding slaves. Now, later on, George Washington became president. He had over 100 and something slaves, and then his wife came along with an inheritance of another 400 and something slaves. So what constitutional fold of government are we talking about getting back to when we were in slavery from the beginning? That is hard-pressed. He began to talk about his understanding of the proclamations of Abraham Lincoln and all of this stuff, but I'm trying to still figure out how he could come to the conclusion that we were supposed to be trying to get back to the constitutional fold of a government. The only way I can view that is if we are trying to do that, we are trying to get back into the shackles and chains that we were once in. So I had to dismiss that as anything even to be considered. So we're here tonight, and I want to begin to ask you a few questions. Do you have something else you want to tell me?
I want to comment on that.
Okay.
There have not been a slave, okay, that have written, okay, the Constitution of the United States of America. So if there was no slave involved in the Constitution of the United States of America, they just have to actually, the prophet said all you have to do is get you to think more, okay? Then if there wasn't nobody there to represent you, then how is that Constitution is for you? That is just plain and simple, okay? The prophet, all right, is correct in every way. What happens with Moors is that they want to be so smart. The prophet said, study thyself, okay? He didn't talk about studying another man's constitution, another man's culture, another man's ideology of God. He says, study thyself, okay? Now, that means that we have to go back to the fold, all right? And the fold that I'm talking about that we have to go back to is the natural God state that Allah ordained us to be. And when you are a God, okay, in your natural state, you will not live up under another man's constitution. So we have a divine constitution that was set for us by our prophet. So why would we worry about another man's constitution that put us into slavery? It does not make sense. So instead of studying another man's constitution, all right, study your own. Know thyself. Stop trying to know the European. Know who you are. And when you know who you are, you know that you have a divine principle. You have a government. And that government that which we live in is a theocracy. That means that is ran by God alone. Islam, not ran by man, as the European Constitution is done. Because the European Constitution is only going to do one thing for you. And that is to hold you hostage, put you in slavery and bondage.
Okay. Well, I'm in 100% agreement with you. I come to the same conclusion about that, and the more I ponder my position, and the more I learn about myself, and the more I look at overall circumstances and conditions inside the United States and unravel the mysteries, I begin to do definition of terminology. I look at the voting situation and the fact that they say they mention the polls. And my understanding of a poll is an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And we are running down there to the polls, and we're voting, and we're doing all these things, and we're giving our opinion. And I won't go into all of that, but the more I learn, the more life opens up to me, and the more I concentrate on knowledge of self and knowledge of our culture and our story and stuff, everything begins to fall in place, and it makes more sense. I would like to ask you a question, Minister. Could you tell us what is meant by the term nation building, and why do it in the first place?
Now, when we start talking about nation building, the first word is nation. Now, our people has been locked up in their minds into another man's culture, into another man's ideology, and they get placed themselves so far from their true selves, they don't even know what a nation is. So when we start talking about nation building, the first thing we have to look at is the word nation and what is a nation. Okay? So what I did was I went to the Black Law Dictionary, and we're going to travel, okay? And in the Black Law Dictionary, it says, I want you to understand, the listeners out there on this, as far as when you're reading something, especially when it comes to the European literature, okay, they will have something that is in big letters, and then they will have something in small letters. And the big letters stand out because that is what they want you to know. Okay? Now, the small letters is what is the truth. Okay? So they type it real small and make you search out the truth for yourself. All right? So in the big letters, when they start talking about a nation in the Black Law Dictionary, it says that a people of aggregation of men existing in the form of an organization, your society, usually inhabiting a district proportion of the earth, speaking the same language, using the same customs, posing historical communities, and distinguishing from others like groups by their racial origin and characters. Okay? Now, again, it says, not necessarily up under the same government and sovereignty. But in the small print, this is what I want to get to, all right? And when we start talking about nation building and what is a nation, because we need to get back to our rightful place as Allah has us to be, okay? And that is God, okay? Now, it says the word nation and people are frequently used as synonyms, but there is a great difference between them. A nation is an aggregation of men speaking the same language, having the same customs, and endowed with the same moral qualities which distinguish them from other groups or distinguish them from other groups of a like nature. And then it goes down to say is that a free nation, okay, is one not subjected to foreign government. Whatever be the constitution of state, a people is free when all citizens can participate in a measure in direction and examine in all
understand what a nation is. And I like it when it says that a free nation is one not subjected to a foreign government. However, to be a constitutional state of people is a free when all citizens can particularly in certain measures in the direction and in an examination of all public affairs. What that means is this. Okay, when we start talking about a nation, we'll start talking about getting back to our own culture. See, for so long that we had the culture of someone else's, and I'm going to name that someone else right now, the Europeans, okay? We followed their religion. We took upon their God. We walked up into their court system, and then we took our culture like we've been hit in the head, right? Like we've been hit in the head and took our culture and put it on the back burner. We did not exist until the slam of slavery. That's why I don't even like to use the terminology. I don't use terminologies like black, Negro, colored, Ethiopian, African American, none of that, because it don't represent me. Okay? I don't participate in the so called Black History Month, because anytime you talk about that, right, you talk about a time period. And the time period that you talk about is the time period within slavery. Like, we have not had a culture or did not exist until the time of slavery. So we go back to our own culture when we start talking about being a nation, our own language, our own building oneself. Okay, now in the prophet said, okay, and I'm gonna go to the divine warning on page 25 here. It says, I love my people, and I desire their unity and mind back to their own free national and divine standards, because day by day they have been violating the national and constitutional law of their government. I want to stop right there for a minute. When they talk about the national, the laws of their government, the prophet is not talking about the laws of the European government. They've been violating their own constitutional laws by claiming names that were not there. Okay, so we are talking about, when we're talking about nation building, we're talking about going back to our mindset. Okay? Now, all right? So, the constitutional law of their government by proclaiming names and principles that are unconstitutional. If Italians, Greeks, English, Chinese, Japanese, Turks, and Arabians are forced to proclaim their free national name and religion before the constitutional government of the United States of America, it is no more than right that the law should be enforced upon all other American citizens alike. And all other governments, when a man is born and raised, okay, there, and asks for his nationality and descendant name, and if he fails to give it, he is misused, in prison, or exiled. Any group of people that fail to answer upon the constitutional standard of law, name, and principles, because to be a citizen of any government, you must proclaim your nationality and descendant name, because they place their trust upon the issues and the names formed by their forefathers. And when I talk about the name, I'm not talking about the L's and the B's that are in our name. The L's and the B's that are in our name are tribal names. We have a one free national name, and that is Moorish American. All right?
Okay.
So when we start talking about building a nation, right, go with what the prophet said. Don't go with what Divine Minister Ira MacMillan Hill says. What did the prophet say what a nation is? Okay? What do the dictionary say what is a nation? Now, if you look at the European nation, all right, which we are currently living in now, do it represent your culture? Do it represent you? Was it made by you? Do you have your own flag up under there? Do you have your own constitution up under the European government? Do you have your own seal, your own emblem? What represents you inside the European government? Nothing. That's why you're not a man until you have your own national government. Let's go back to, see, what we are doing here, right, is that we are trying to change the mindset, okay, because our people have been washed for so long in a mental state of coma, and we want to call it post-traumatic slave syndrome, where they detach themselves for so long from the gods that they are, just to gratify their lower self. What I mean by that is they want to rub elbows with the European so much, all right? So they looked at their standards and judge how successful they are by how close they can be to the Europeans. All right? Now, if we go back and look, how did we get in this state in the first place? All right? How did we get washed in this state in the first place? We have to look at the post-traumatic slave syndrome, okay? Because when we start talking about nation building, what are we building? We're building the mindset of our citizens, okay? So if we look at Maya, all right? Now, let me tell you what Maya is, all right? And I'm going to the assuming of the nation, all right? And I know that I'm on the road. You cut me off any time you get ready. I'm with you, all right, brother?
Yeah, you rolling. I'm listening.
All right. It says the term is used in the Vita for the power that veils the truth divine measure of self. Maya conceals the ultimate truth and creates the illusion that is real is unreal, that the unreal is real, and temporary is everlasting. The color eye of Maya are ego and vanity. Characters is formed by the mind acceptance of Maya, and a person acts on that deception of Maya. Still, Maya is what seems to be, but it is not. But it's not, and is what it seems not to be. So, what happened to our people? And I want to go back. Maya concealed the ultimate truth and create the illusion that the real is unreal, and that the unreal is real, and the temporary is everlasting. So what are we building when we start talking about building the nation? And a lot of people are so caught up in the illusion of freedom. See, they ain't experienced freedom yet, all right? And see, that is the real question there, is when you ask me, what is nation building? And nation building is building the thought patterns of our people. And why do it? The reason why we do it is because of freedom. We're going to go to the Zoom in the Nation again, all right? And put the paragraph, see where I'm at.
Okay, would you take your time to stand, and I'm going to make a quick announcement, and then I'm going to get back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Morris Talk Live 100, and we are on now tonight with Divine Minister Ira McMillan-L, and we are dealing with the subject of nation building and what is meant by nation building, how you build a nation. How do you reach and teach and assist the Asiatic Moors who never heard of the prophet or the Moorish science in any way? We're going to deal with the children. And why must we worship on our own vine and fig tree? What is the difference between nation building done by the Moorish American National Government versus other organizations and groups and clubs and including the Moorish Science Temple of America, not that I'm singling them out, Just anything outside of the Moorish American National Government. Also, what is the real test that will come in the transformation from mental slavery to freedom and coming into our own and our national powers to govern ourselves? These and other subjects that we're dealing with tonight. I also want to say thanks to all of you who are out there listening to this broadcast, who have dialed in. And we're doing, making every effort to make sure that you clearly understand what you have in your hands, and we're doing everything in our power to set you free. I'm offering three free articles this evening, the 14th Amendment Exposed, also the Commerce Game, and another article entitled Whether or Not You Even Own Your Own Children. And the way you get that is simply by contacting me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com, and we'll get that to you through an email attachment. And also, we've created one of the most comprehensive libraries inside the United States. And the way you access that is simply by contacting me at area code 904-303-9061. And I'm going to pause right here, and we'll give you the remaining information and things that are available to you. But Divine Minister Ira, I'm back. Have you found what you were looking for?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, well, let us have it.
It says in the on 309, it says, "The eye leads to the heart of man." This is true.
You speak up, okay, Holly. Here you can.
Okay. The eye leads to the heart of man. This is true. The heart of man is not the pump and filter of flesh found in the chest cavity. That is the heart of the human body and has no power to think or reason. Man himself is not confined to the body by its owner. The heart of man is in his head, and he must use the power of thought to journey therein. Although the essence of man is spirit, it is thought that is his only source of travel. Thought, activity, and physical movement travel specifically from this center. The very word man means thinker. We are talking about the very word man means thinker. The question is, how can you be a man and how can you be a thinker with someone else thinking for you up under their government, up under their fig tree, up under their flag, up under their constitution? So that is why we should be a nation, to become free thinkers, to become free up under the oppression of another man's government and another man's nation. Islam.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that you did a thorough job on that one in explaining to us what is meant by the term of nation building. I would also like to add that I'm in no means attempting to bash the government of the United States. The only thing that I always do is present the facts, no matter how harsh they may sound. The records are before us, and we simply bring out the information and concerning the records and the historical records that a great deal of us have experienced. If we have not experienced them, we've always heard about them. The truth is that it stands to reason that one man cannot be a man in another man's house. You have to have your own house in order for you to be the man of your house. Now, we are in a very, very unique situation inside the United States of America. And here lately, in the past 10 to 15 years, we recognize that we are in a new era of time. And we also understand that there are many, many revelations being opened up on a regular basis and being revealed to us. The archaeological experts are breaking over new finds. And right here in the Americas, not only the United States of America, but Central America as well as South America, showing the African presence inside these countries. And not only the African presence, but they are specifically calling them by tribal names, as the Moabites and the Moors and all over the place, the mummies and artifacts and the temples and the buildings and boats and stuff are emerging from the ground. The rocks are crying out and showing who is the rightful owners of the house in the beginning. And, of course, we all know, and this is no attempt to discredit anyone, the records bear before us, that people of European descent inside the United States came from another land and forced their way into the land and took the land. And when you take something that is owned by another person, it does not matter how long you keep it. It will never belong to you. So what we're doing here this evening is we are simply embracing our own government, which contains its own divine constitution, which has its own national flag, which has its own great seal, which has its own cabinet, which has its own leaders and laws and bylaws, its own books and stuff for education and many other departments. And I just wanted to lay that out there. And we're going to also make mention again to the fact that we, as the Moorish American National Government, are hosting your national conference calls that are held 7 days a week, starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can access that by simply dialing 760-569-7100. And the access code is 437966. And press the pound key if you have something to say. You can star six your phone to speak and star six your phone to mute. Also, the book that the Divine Minister Ira McMillan is reading from is Noble Drew Ali, The Exhuming of a Nation. The author is Divine Minister and Dr. Pleasant Elihu Pleasant Bay. And the way to get your copy of this book is by simply going to SevenSealsPublications.com. Either you can go to MoorishAmericanGov.org. He's also the author of the Book of Ali, both books, and the Circle 7 Quran, and many other items are there should you decide that you want to purchase them. Also, we are in the process, as an existing government, of creating our own printing press. We have the best equipment in the world. And those of you who would like to contribute, we are accepting donations if you want to become a citizen of the Moorish American National Government. If you want to contribute to this process, you can go to the websites that I've already mentioned and simply make your free will gift right there. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that, Dr. McMillan. If you want to continue, we're listening.
You have another question for me?
Yes, sir. How do we go about building the nation in the first place? How do we go about doing that? What, in your opinion, what are the basic modus operandi? What is the mechanics of that?
Okay. Yeah. Not to get into any opinions, I like to stick with tracks. What the prophet said. You never go wrong with what the prophet says. And our additional laws, okay, when we start talking about building the nation, first of all, inside our Constitution, you will see that there are seven postulates, okay? And the postulates are the Grand Sheik, the Chairman, the Prophet, the Grand Body, Assistant Grand Sheik, and you, the Moor citizens. To build the nation, we have to start with the citizens, okay? Now, when we start with the citizens, the prophet gave us instructions
okay? And the instructions that the prophet gave us, you would find it in additional bylaws of Moorish America, and it's in Act 5. Because not only that, I want to point this out too, before I get into that additional bylaw, is that we have many tools that we use to study ourselves. The prophet says this, and it's in chapter 3, 14, and it talks about studying yourself. If you were to ask me what to study, I would say yourself, and you will have studied them. And then you will ask me what to study next. I reply, yourselves. Okay? Now, what that is saying is that all these tools that we have, we need to take these tools and start studying ourselves with them, okay? Like the Zooming of the Nation, as you was talking about. Don't study the Zooming of the Nation. Use the Zooming of the Nation as a tool for you can study yourself. When I read my Holy Quran for Moorish American, all right, I put myself into the chapter, okay? I don't study the chapter to try to sound smart, all right, or to pick out a foe in you. I study the chapter before I can see me, see what's really going on with me. And then the prophet says in Act 5 that all members must properly attend their meetings and send their children to Sunday school. And the teacher must confirm himself to the questioners. And let every member exercise their five senses who is able to do so. Because out of Sunday school comes the guidance of nations. Okay. Now, it says, out of Sunday school come the guidance of nations. Okay. So that means that we don't stay in there, all right? But in the same token, how do we start building the nation is we start with our citizens, okay? Our Moorish American prayer start with Allah, the Father of the universe, all right? Now, what that is saying that we are the children, okay? So have us, all right, to go to Sunday school, to learn the lessons, for we can better know who we are as a people, okay? It says that the Sunday school, out of Sunday school come the God of the nations, okay? But before it says that, it says, and let every member, and the teachers must confirm himself to the questionnaires. Now, when we go back to the 101 questionnaires, all right, the very first question is, who made you? That is very important.
They hardly hear you.
I said the very first question in the questionnaire is, who made you?
Okay.
And that is very, very pertinent, because for so long I didn't and then the second question from who made you, who made you? Who is Allah? Allah is the Father of the universe. Can you see him? No. Where is the nearest place you can meet him? In the heart. That is so pertinent right there. And the reason why that is so pertinent is for so long I didn't have an out-of-body God, okay? And when I said an out-of-body God,
you know, I would look up in the sky and think God was going to drop out of the sky, okay? So when we do what the prophet says, all right, and start to study our questionnaires and going through the directions of our prophet, then we are able to build a nation because out of Sunday school comes the guidance of nations. And then what we're going to learn in this Sunday school class, all right, when we start talking about knowing ourselves, okay, we are talking about getting away from mental slavery. In the Zooming of Nation, it says that the darkness from slavery is Maya state of mental slavery. This degree of Maya uses the ego of the slave to psychologically enslave himself. And then it goes down and says the mother, remember, this mother has six stepchildren, all right? Six notorious children of Maya are desire, anger, greed, pride, jealousy, and infatuation. All six are related by one purpose, to keep man away from the knowledge of himself as God. These children feed upon the weaknesses, inconsistency, and death. And so when we start talking about how do you build that nation, and when the citizens is a heavy part of that nation, we have to build our citizens. And when we start talking about building our citizens, get our citizens to a point where that when they read the Holy Quran, okay, have them to read it not to just to sound smart or to spit it back out at you, but have them to look at it for they can find themselves and look at their own weakness, look at their own desire, anger, greed, pride, jealousy, and infatuation. Those things that are stopping you from being not only a nation, because when you have those things in you, okay, you cannot be one as a nation. It's not going to happen because you will look at your sister and your brother with dis-ease and jealousy, okay? And so we have been pounded with mental slaveries for so long to hate one another, all right, that we need to go back to studying ourselves and get rid of those things that would stop us from loving our brother. Peace and love.
Okay. All right. I think that was an excellent explanation of how do you build a nation. And you're absolutely correct with the internal God power and omitting all the things that does not that doesn't is not necessary for us to make the transformation to be empowered in order to build what we have before us. I'm going to pause right here. I see I have someone hand raised at area code 443, and I'm going to open up the line and see if who he is, where he's calling from, and whether or not he has a comment. Area code 443, could you tell us who you are and where you're calling from? Last four numbers, 5452. Area code 443. Okay. Now, back to you, Minister. I want to state that I've done a great deal of research into our ancient culture, and especially when it came to religion. And I began to put aside what was being taught to me by the authors and things and began to ponder and use common sense based on what they were telling me about my people. and that includes the study of the ancient Moabites, the Moors in Spain, and various other tribes across the continent of Africa. And here recently, our story in the Western Hemisphere. But I noticed one consistent thing in ancient Kemet. There was one saying that went out throughout the land, and that was, man, know thyself. And I know that prior to religion and coming to the continent of Akivalon that we are calling Africa today, which is no such place, that we had an indwelling spirit, which is right on time with what the prophet is saying about the internal God-man. And so that brings me to the next question that I have. In your opinion, how do we reach and teach and assist those Moors who have never heard of the prophet or even know anything about Moorish science? How do we go about bringing them into the constitutional fold of government and assisting in the building of their own nation? How do you think we should go about doing that, in your opinion?
One,
are you there, Minister?
Yes, I'm here. The question is,
how do we go about implementing the teachings? In other words, how can we show other people the light that we see, and which is the only way people of African descent, the Moors, inside of this continent can be pretty much looked at and viewed and respected as men and women? How do we go about getting them to understand that?
Islam, I am with you. In chapter 4 in the Holy Quran, ayat 14, it says, man need a pattern for their lives. They love to follow, not lead. The man who stands upon the corner of the path and points the way but does not go is just a pointer, and a block of wood can do the same. The teacher tread the way, and every span of ground he leaves his footprint clearly cut, which all can see, and be assured that he, their master, went that way. Man comprehends the inner life by what he see and do. They come to Allah through ceremonies and form, and so when they would make man know that sins are washed away by purity of life and right, symbolic, may be introduced. Now, I want to go back, because what happens is, like, when I was in a church, right, and not down in the church, all right, I'm just giving you my perception, all right, of what I saw, all right, when you're sitting in the pews, all right. I've seen ministers, getting into my own story, all right, and my father was one of them, okay. He was a pointer. He was a block of wood, okay. Because my father would, and not to down him, but I'm just giving out truth, right? He was a minister. He would get in the pulpit on Sundays, but on Friday and Saturday be drunk, okay? And so I'm gonna, I'll put it to you this way, right? He was telling the people to go to a path where that his footprints ain't never had been before in his life, all right? So you could never follow his footprints. He was a block of wood, okay? And what I mean by a block of wood, he was a pointer, all right? He just pointed the way but never showed you a clear way. Then the prophet says this, all right, in the prophet hadith, all right? It says, the prophet says, stay out of the alleys with your turbans and your fez on. What that means is during those days, many Moors will put on their head dressings of freedom,
nervous and fast on their heads, but had Negro thought patterns in their heads. They were frequent bars, dives, and alleyways, as though they had brim hats and caps on their heads. And so, for one must carry the light or carry the message, he has to be the message that he carried, because the message is meaningless unless we live it. And so, the question is, how do we get to challenge someone about, or how do we reach and assist the Moors who don't know anything about our Moor science? Is that we must first be the light. Because Morrissey, like with me personally, I walk outside every day with a turban on my head. So I'm already looking different from the so-called Negro, black, colors, African American, whatever. So don't you believe that they are watching me? And if I have a turban on my head and out in an alleyway, they will say, uh-huh, see, he's no better than me. So my main thing is when you start telling someone this message, be the message that you bring. Be in total fruition. On page 77 in the Zooming of the Nation, it says that, and once we be the message that we bring, this is very imperative, because what we do is that we tell people the truth. But there is a science in telling the truth, okay? It says that there is a science of telling the truth. The truth has nothing at all to do with lies. Truth without manifest of falsehood, yet the latter could not exist without the former. It is a part of wisdom to distinguish the seed from the truth, from the halls of slander. The key here is people. Only people possesses both the high self and the lower self. Noble Ju Ali revealed the great science of the truth to the Moors. The Holy Prophet said, those people who speak the truth are angels. Those people, when people speak, their words are the mothers and virtues and harmonies of life and breed justice, mercy, love, and right. He also spoke of those people who speak words in symbolic of truth but are false. Those people speak as devils. They speak, and their words breed hatred, slander, lewdness, murder, theft, and everything that harms. This ancient philosophy makes it easy to decipher what people are telling by the fruits of their words. All masters, when analyzing the actions of man, look first at the intent and at the exercise of reason. So when we tell the truth to people, and it says that all masters, when analyzing the actions of man, look first at the intent and at the exercise of reason. Islam?
Islam. Okay. All right. So when we get out there and we do, because it's one thing I notice about people of African descent inside the United States or the Moors, they go on what they see. So when they see us doing what we are supposed to be doing and being what we are supposed to be being, they are more than apt to try to follow. And so I think you're absolutely correct in what you were saying in that regard. All too often we had quite a few broadcasts, and I haven't mentioned anything. We haven't done any, brought out any information in regards to the children. We haven't seen them addressed. What about the children? in this thing, the Moorish American National Covenant.
Now, when we talk about the children, I like to talk about the so-called, and this is personal to me, is the so-called lost children, the ones that society has shunned, and culture have said that the sins lies in the wish, not the act. Now, our children, and, you know, when we go back to our divine self, our forefathers, we wouldn't look at another woman or another man's child and separate them from us because they are ours. Okay? Now,
okay.
In chapter, and that is very imperative, because we have been bamboozled for so long with mental slavery, with the competition, okay, of our kids. And what I mean by that is that you would see certain races and nationality would be like, well, my kid had made the honor roll, and they would have bumper stickers and all that stuff, and what have your kid have done, you know? That's how they talk. What have your kid have done? And and when we start talking about our children, okay, we cannot be in that competitiveness of what we've seen that other nationalities and races have done, okay? And Joshua has said in chapter 9, when he sat with the thieves and the corpses and these people of great pristine in society, like the lawyers and the priests, that look at Joshua actions by him just sitting with them and giving them a message. He said, and many came among the thieves, the scorchers of the corpses, and Joshua sat with them and taught. But they who followed him were much aggrieved because he sat with the thieves and corpses. And they upbraided him and said, Rabbi, master of the wise, this day will be evil day for you. And I'm skipping some ayahs because I want to get to this point. He says, Allah and all, because this is his reply. Allah and all master men judge men by what they are, not what they seem to be, not by their reputation and their fame. And what he meant by that is that when you see our children, all right, we cannot judge them by their reputation, if they are a drug dealer, or if they are this, and if they are a thief, and they are this and that and another, nor their fame. We judge them because of what we see out of our eye. We are not by our thought patterns that change. Okay, we don't think as carnal. We don't have carnal thoughts in our head. Okay, so when you don't have carnal thoughts, your mind don't think carnally, all right? So when your mind don't think carnally, you will see our children for what they are and what they are when he says that Allah and all mastermind judge men by what they are, not what they seem to be. A mastermind is one who can place one who can go back through the ages of time. So if we go back through the ages of time when we look at our children, right, no matter what they have done, we will still see the God in them, even if they cannot see it in themselves. So what we do with our children is that we bring them to a point where we give them back to their own divine, okay, origin. See, the reason why the first crime that our children had committed was not a crime that they committed against society, was the crime that society committed against our children, because they don't know who they are. So they are not responsible for what they have done. You're only responsible for the things that you know. So the question is, how do we get our children? It's by teaching them to be themselves. Islam?
Islam. Okay. You're absolutely correct in that. I have, before I go into what I'm about to say, I see we have another caller with a raised hand. We have a Coven Man. And I'm going to open up the line.
Hello.
Coven Man, could you tell who you are and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Covina Man. I'm calling from California.
Could you speak up a little bit? Can't hardly hear you.
Oh, I said, yeah, this is Covina Man. I'm calling from California.
Okay,
am
brother.
I being heard?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, you had to call in on Skype. But I just wanted to chime in on what I'm hearing. And I think where the dilemma is twofold. When you're talking about nation building, from what I'm gathering, you're talking about nation building from a Moorish background or a Moorish goal. And what I would observe from the outside is that in order for you to build a Moorish a nation with black people here in America, you would have to have a religious conversion to your group. And I think like that is a Herculean task when most black people refer to themselves as Christian and probably have no interest in converting religions. But amongst the groups of black people that live in America, you have people that comes from a lot of different backgrounds, and therefore a lot of different black people from the Nation of Islam and the Moorish and other people from Hotep Brothers and things like that, all have this similar desire to nation build. But what the hurdle is everyone wants to build the nation, build their nation around their particular isolated leader or isolated group, whether it be Louis Farrakhan or whether it be the Morris or whether it be someone else, that prohibits other people from joining in on a cause. And what that hurdle should be eliminated is that we black people can exist in the same cities, whether it be in Los Angeles or whether it be cities throughout the United States. And we don't seem to have a problem doing that, so much as working with the other. But for some reason, when we want to build a nation, we want to exclude people that doesn't believe in our particular branch or our particular religion. And I think that right there is the hurdle that is probably the most easily eliminated. If we just all work on the same goal, whatever our religion is, we can work on the same goal, go to our jobs, do our 9-to-5, build this nation, and then whatever day they wish to celebrate their own religion or their own religious or family traditions, allow people to religions and family traditions. However, we know when we have to build this nation, it's a every black man has two hands and two legs and can do the task. So, you know, that would be my, you know, that would be my contribution. That you know, I'm from a Black Brotherhood, self-determination, and we're all about nation building. That's our own one objective, nation building, and we do so with the caveat that all religions are welcome, and we won't reject any religion or brother. It's a Black thing and not a religious thing.
Okay. Well,
my brother, can I get in on this one before you stop?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. What happens is that, I don't fault this brother for saying what he said, because he's going by what was already taught to him. Okay. The real test comes in when we're talking about being being Moorish American, is to be yourself. I heard the brother use the terminology Black several times. Okay. Let's not get this twisted. Okay. There is no such thing as a Black nation. Okay. We will never be a Black nation, for the simple fact that Black is not even a nationality. Okay. Color is not a nationality. Negro is not a nationality. All right. So we will have to first, all right, be who we are before we become a nation. All right. And what we are Moorish Americans. Now, when I say that we are Moorish American, did I say anything about a religion? I said nothing about religion at all. Okay? Moorish American is not, you know, when someone, see, the mindset of our people is in a such a way where that post-traumatic slave syndrome had hit us so hard, where that we would look at our brother that looked just like us, and we would call him Black, but call me Moorish. That don't even make sense. Okay? So, first of all, what we have to do is that we have to first know who we are. All right? Shakespeare had written this play, right? And it's called Othello. And in that play, he said that he addressed Othello as a Moor. Why did he not use the terminology Black, Negro, or color? The reason why is because at the time period which he written that play, okay, he couldn't even fathom calling a man Black, Negro, or color, because them words did not exist for a nationality of people. So when you claim words that are not of yours, all right, far as saying that you are Black, all right, what are you saying is that you're not even a person, all right? Because if you look in the Black Law Dictionary, it gives the word for person, all right, and that's spelled P-E-R-S-O-N-S. There is no such word as persons, but in the Constitution of the United States government, when it started talking about the 14th and 15th Amendment, it would say person in there, talking about you, okay? And then when it started labeling you as a person, because the plural form of person with an S is people, but when it was talking about you, I had looked up the word person, and it says artificial, not real. This is in the Black Law Dictionary. Artificial, not real, can be sold or bought. All righty? And so how can you be a nation of people when you're not even real? When you're artificial, when you can't be sold or bought.
Covenant Man, could y'all hold on a minute? I'm going to open up this other line, and I'll let this brother in on it. And Covenant Man, you can respond to the Divine Minister's comments. But let me get this line open up, area code 804, and see if he had anything to add to the discussion.
Yes, yes. How y'all doing? How y'all doing, brothers? All right, all right. Yeah, I'm calling from Virginia, man. Just want to step in a little bit and just put my little two cents, three cents in.
Tell us who you are.
Yes, it's 24 Dread, brother.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead, brother.
Okay. Yes. I just wanted to put my little two cents in. Yeah. But the brother before the brother that was just speaking, I kind of understand what he was saying. And I also understand the brother that was just speaking. That's right. A lot of people ain't going to want to do their due diligence to find out exactly all that information. You feel what I'm saying when it comes to the persons and the person or the people. You know, all we know as black people, how we look. You feel what I'm saying? The brown skin the lighter brown skin, you know, just how we look. We know how black people look. So I understand what the first brother was saying. Let's get together as a people, you know, as black people. I don't care if you like to wear weave in your hair, shawty. I don't care if you like to wear dreads, brother. I don't care if you like to wear a bush or bald head. It don't make no difference to me. Now, what are we for? We're for the advancement of our people that look like us. Now, you know, that was the brother's first argument, but the brother that was just talking was understanding how we get deep down into knowing exactly who we are. And you know, I say that's more like, I ain't going to say it's second. I mean, it's one and one, you know what I'm saying, because we do need a nation build as far as people that look just like us, you know what I'm saying. But when it gets down to knowing who we are, you know, and I feel like that could be, you know what I'm saying, put into a second thing. Because, I mean, people ain't going to, like I said, do the due diligence of finding out, you know what I'm saying, all what the brother was talking about. So we could get past all of that, you know what I'm saying, and just be for advancement of our people, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, nation building in that manner. You know, I understand what the first brother was saying, but definitely all the conversations and all the dialect is much needed. You know what I'm saying? Much needed. But, yeah, I just wanted to put my two cents in to say that, you know what I'm saying, because, like I said, a lot of people just know we black. You know what I'm saying? And like your brother said, we ain't no crayon box. You see what I'm saying? I mean, we're not. You know, we are. A lot of people don't know that's just a status. You know what I'm saying? Just like white. Ain't you don't know nobody that's white like a T-shirt. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, you don't know nobody black like, you know, like the pavement. You know what I'm saying? So we you know, as some black people, they're not going to get this. You know, we don't have the rites of passage anymore. You know, you do A, B, and C when it comes to elderly people. You do D, E, F when it comes to younger people. And, you know, we don't even have the rites of passage anymore. You know what I'm saying? So we have lost our way terribly. You know what I'm saying? Terribly. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the older cats don't even want to deal with the younger cats anymore, because it's like you constantly tell them and they constantly do the opposite. You see what I'm saying? But I feel like we got to stay on the path, you know what I'm saying, and constantly beat them in the head with it. You see what I'm saying? Until they get so tired of it, it'll be what they eat, sleep, and drink. You see what I'm saying? During the day. So that's all I wanted to say, brothers. I didn't want to take much of y'all time, you know?
Okay, well, let me open up area code 704 and let them in on it. And Divine Minister, we'll be coming back. And Brother Covenant Man, just hold on. I'm leaving your lines open so that we can get this discussion and everybody lay all their cards on the table. Area code 704.
This is Inshallah Bay calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Brother, how you be?
All right, Sister Grand National Sheikis, what's your comment, sister?
I was listening to the discussion, and I tell you, it was the best argument that I have heard for what we are called to do as Morris Americans. And one of those things is we are teaching our people their nationality and their divine creed, that we descended from the ancient Moabites. And I heard the divine minister mention that very thing and that we are today what our forefathers were yesterday. And the rub, the problem, the conflict, whatever you want to call it, comes in that I heard the discussion about religion, and we have been miseducated as to what religion is or what religion was meant to do, because our ancient forefathers, the ancient Chaldeans, recognized that religion simply means to reconnect one with God and the God within them. However, what we've learned to practice as religion on these Western shores has been more about ritual and emotionalism that has been used to keep us stuck in the mindset of not being a nation, but being all right with the emotionalism and what goes on one day out of a week. But it is in no way what religion is. I heard a discussion of the word black people, and even that you have to understand that we have to look at the history and why it is we use the terminology black people, white people, and all of those misnomers. Because black means death, white means God. So it has everything to do with an insidious plan that turned the truth upside down and would have us see ourselves as inferior. There are no Negroes, blacks, colors, Chicanos, none of that stuff attached to the human family. And I saw an interesting discussion of that in discussing the sardine, in that there is no such fish as a sardine. What you get in the can is a lot of different little fish pulled out of the ocean, smoked, pickled, whatever they do to them, put them in the can and call them all sardines. Thus, there are no Negroes, blacks, and colors attached to the human family. We are Moorish American because we descended from the ancient Moabites, from the Moors, indigenous to the land of America. So it's not so much about a religious conversion as it is a teaching, a learning, and a living of our history. Period.
Okay. I have to agree 100%. Sister, I'm going to go back up to the top of the key here and let Brother Covenant Man respond, and then we're going back directly to the Divine Minister. Brother Covenant Man, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm soaking up everything
okay.
You guys are saying. And, you know, what I'm interpreting, you know, regardless of how you wish to phrase it, it's an understanding to say you as a man of faith or a man of historian, have discovered for yourself and have realized the truth for yourself. Now, you're a man, you have a heart, you have, you know, two arms, two legs, and so on and so forth. You're a human being. What I'm saying is, how you came to your understanding, I don't need to challenge that. I have no need, no grounds to challenge it. I don't want to challenge it. I can respect you as a fellow brother, and I call it black, you might call it Moorish, however you want to interpret it, this conversation, that's fine. I don't want to quibble over the conversation. I think that's where the roadblocks come in. We start quibbling over conversation. Now, and what it is I'm asking you to respect other brothers for how they, as a man, interpret life, whether it be religious or an interpretation of using the word black. Some people use the word Negro, or whatever, African. Some people use different language. I'm asking you to respect the other brother. Another man, too. He was born by a mother, and he'll die on his own, just like you. Allow that black man, or Moorish man, however, I don't want to quibble over the conversation. Allow that man to have his own understanding. Now, we all come together and build what it is we need to build. Well, if it's a store, it doesn't matter what your religion is, we all need to eat, right? So it shouldn't matter what your religion is. We all need to drink water. So my thing is, we as black people, I'm going to use the word black. You can use the word Moorish. It's totally up to you. Like I said, I don't want to quibble over that. We all are dependent on the white man for water. We're all dependent on the white man. We're all dependent on the white man to bring us our food. We're all dependent on the white man to give us our clothing or to give us our jobs. We're all dependent upon the white man. We are pretty much handicapped from taking care of ourselves. Whether you be Moorish, Muslim, Christian, or whatever you want to call yourself, you are the same handicapped, dependent upon the white man. And I'm saying to you, fellow dependent upon the white man, let's get off this dependency of the white man, supply our own food, our own water, our own clothes, our own jobs, our own income, our own land. Let's supply it for ourselves. I don't want to quibble over what you want to call yourself. I'm saying you is just as helpless as me. And I'm saying to you, I'm getting ready to get myself off this helpless dependency on the white man. And I'm saying to you, my fellow brother, hey, I'm leaving. Ship's leaving at 7 p.m. You want to get on board or you want to quibble?
Okay. All right. I appreciate your input, brother. I'm going to go up to the top. And, Divine Minister, do you want to respond to the comments of Brother Covenant Man?
Absolutely not, because one thing I'm not on, and I'm never on, is a debate team. I never debate. I love my brother, even if my brother sees different from what I see. One thing I strive away from or stay away from is a personal opinion, okay? I don't give an opinion about anything. I give facts, okay? I bring truth, all right? The fact is that our people right now, this is a fact, is suffering. And what they are suffering from is a lack of who they are, all right? And the only way that we can find out who we are is to go back through the ages of time and honor. See, one of the great covenants, and even says it in the Bible to my Christian friends out there, when it honor thy mother and thy father, and the days be long with the earth land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. In our great covenant, we say the Lord and God, Allah, hath given thee. All right? That is our great covenant. But when we start talking about honoring our mothers and fathers, all right, we are talking about honoring our ancient mothers and fathers. Please don't stop with the time period of slavery, because we are more than that. We are gods. So when we start talking about, you know, nation building, the one thing that stop our people is that we can't even come together and call, and we can't even come together of what we're going to be. You follow what I'm saying? When I say what we're going to be, we're going to be black, Negro, da da. You know, we'd rather be what the Europeans gave us instead of being what our mothers and fathers had gave us, our ancient mothers and fathers. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Okay, let me get in right here before I open up the line to the next caller. And I want to say I thank you all for chiming in on this discussion. I don't view it as a debate. I view it as each one of us giving us a position from the way we see it. And let me add in the way I see this. And I want to address what the brother is saying about what he's saying about religion. First of all, I am a divine minister of the Moorish American National Government, and my nationality is Moorish American. Now, if I was approached and I have many, many friends who are Muslims, but which has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that they can come into the constitutional fold of government. Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholics, it doesn't matter. If you are proclaiming your nationality and you are ready to proceed with government, then religion is of no consequence, and it should be left at the door. Now, along with government, we are a theocratic government, and all of the prophets down through the ages have all told the truth. So if we can understand that we are talking about nation building, which includes your nationality, which is your legal and political status, then it should be pretty much easy for us to go ahead and put the little trivial difficulties to the side. The Grand National Sheikahs, I'll be getting to you in a minute, but let me open up this line here at area code 443 so that they can join us in this discussion, okay? Area code 443, could you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Islam. This is Divine Minister Anwar Agu Ali Il from Baltimore Territory.
Okay. What's your comment?
Islam. I just wanted to comment on the discussion in reference to ancestors, and this is a fact. It's from literature that I read. It says, are you in denial of your ancestry? Now, it starts out by saying, the people in North America continent with melon skin have accepted the changing of their identity every 20 years or so. This is an obvious and common display of vagueness about their identity. The potential society and political problems or issues that have arisen in the North American continent are as a result of their lack of knowledge of their national identity, and is due to the miseducation that was and still is imposed on them. And we're talking at law, ancestor means from whom an heir derives an inheritance. Many of the children may not know when they read about Moors that they are tracking their own history. It is interesting dynamic, however, that many of the contemporary historians and socialists rarely mention the clear and unequivocal bloodline and pedigree connected of illustrated Moors to the so-called low-status Negroes, African-Americans, colored, blacks, Indian, Latino, etc. of North American continent. The word ancestor or ancestry comes from the old Moorish Latin word ancestor. Ancestor means one from whom a person has descended. So whether you be all of those tags that they put on you, if you follow it all the way back, you'll find out that they come from the Moorish nation. That's a fact. Islam.
Grand National Sheikahs, and I appreciate you for bringing that information up, brother. The Grand National Sheikahs, you have anything else to add?
Islam, brother. Just that I heard the brother talk about needing to be or breaking dependence on European handouts, so to speak. And that's very real, and that's a very real part of being a nation. But just as ideas about religion and other factions separate, it's the knowledge of who we all are as one, regardless of those beliefs and what we have been taught, is what will reunite us and assist us in building a nation. So I reiterate the importance of teaching our people their nationality and their divine creed, because for the most part, our people do not know, and most of the problems that we are experiencing today are due to that, what I want to call an identity crisis, not knowing who we are and the power that exists in knowing who we are, and not only just being a nation in doing the building of that practical stuff, but capitalizing on what the Prophet Noble Jew Ali brought about in declaring us a separate and distinct nation.
Okay, sister, I appreciate it. Brother 24, I think that's what you told me. You have anything to add to the discussion? Are you there, brother? Okay. Divine Minister McMillanell, do you have anything to take? Because I want to get on to the what does it mean to worship on our own vine and fig tree? Could you bring us in on that?
Islam. Yes. Now, and I'm going to paraphrase this, and it's in the Zoom of Nation, and please get the Zoom of Nation, anybody that's out there. It's a great study guide, and it gets you to know oneself, all right? Now, like the brother was saying before that was on the line, was saying that the Europeans, we're asking the Europeans for, you know, water, things of that nature, which is absolutely true. That's why it is important for us to have our own divine fig tree. What do vine and fig tree? What do that actually mean? Okay. Now, if we look at the American flag, okay, the Americans had won their independence from Great Britain, okay? Now, when the Americans won their independence from Great Britain, they came up with a flag, their own banner, their own constitution, their own form of government. But they had honored their forefathers. And the way they honored their forefathers is by their flag. And if you look at the European flag of America and the flag over there in Britain, it has a lot of similarities in that flag, okay? Now, we are descendants, as Sheikhs have said, when we start talking about having our own nation, we have to have our own constitution, our own government. And first of all, before I get into the own government, and when we start talking about nation building, your own government and things of that nature, it takes three things to make a government. One is principle. The second is a name, or the citizens, or the nationality of citizens, and the other is the type of government, okay? We have five principles, all right, within our Constitution. That's love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, all right? The name, okay, is one free national name. That's Moorish American, because that's who we are by our descended nature. And the type of government is a theocracy, okay? Now, when we start talking about having our own, all right, and the similarities between the United States flag and the Great Britain flag, if you look at the Morocco flag, okay, and the flag of Moorish American, you would see similarities. Now, we honor our forefathers by having these similarities of their flag, all right? But we had to have a banner or a vine and fig tree of our own in which that we can live in, for we can have our own independence. Islam?
Islam. Okay. I'm in absolute agreement with you, brother, saying that we only have 11 minutes left, and okay. I want to add, for the brother that first spoke, Brother Covenant Man, we are a theocratic government, but our doors are open to people who want to be a part of their own government. We have taken our charter to the UN. They have signed it. Our mandate is in Geneva. In fact, for those of you all who don't know, I don't know if you all tuned in late, but I received a phone call from Arizona this morning, and I don't know if it's been broadcast in your city, but on the news, they are broadcasting the Moorish American National Government and the strides and the things that they have done, and the fact that we have done what we've done in the UN. So they are, for the first time in the history of what we are doing, It has been recognized, but it does not have anything to do with closing the door on anybody in regards to their religion. What we are dealing with is people who are coming into the knowledge of self and who are proclaiming their nationality, which is already on the record and well-known throughout the entire world, but it has absolutely nothing to do with any forms of religion. We have brothers who are Muslims, brothers who are Baptists, and then all types. If we can just get to understand that the government is here now, we're in a new era of time. We have an excess of over 60,000 citizens of the Moorish American National Government and people who are of African descent or Moorish Americans, which is their family name. We understand that China is known by their family name. It's called Chinese, and their nationality is Chinese. And that Chinese is associated with the landmass called China. Our landmass is the landmass to call the Mexican, the demarcation lines and all that's in the mandate that stretches from the continent of Africa all the way across the North and South and Central Americas and adjoining islands. This is well known throughout the world. But the thing is, the world is waiting on us to wake up and to unify. And so we have doors open to all people and of African descent to come in to the constitutional fold of government so that we can learn everything that we need to learn to function as a government upon our land. Divine Minister, we have only 8 minutes left. So briefly, could you tell us what is the real test that will come in the transformation from mental slavery to freedom in your opinion?
Islam. I'm going to make this very brief. The real test is being yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, that sums up because that's exactly what the prophet said, being yourself. One saying went throughout the entire land of ancient Kemet on the continent of Akiba land that we're calling Africa, and that is man, know thyself. And that means that learning everything you can about yourself, your culture, and your story, and you will uncover some things in the past of your forefathers that may shed some light on some things. Assistant Grand Sheikas, do you want to add something to the conversation? Are you there? Okay. All right. Well, let me go to the next question, my brother. But before we do, I'm going to go ahead and make one last announcement. For those of you who would like to join the Moorish American National Government, you simply fill out the registration form at 7sealspublications.com, or you can go to moorishamericangov.org, and it's a very, very short and brief registration form. You simply put your name, address, city, state, and zip code, as well as your birth date there, and a box beneath that allows you space enough to put all your family members and stuff on there. And what that is a census, and that is what's going to be taken to the UN. It's the final thing that they've asked us to bring. And so we have that open for you. And for those of you who would like to make purchases of Noble Drew Ali, The Exhumant of a Nation, and the Book of Ali, which was written by the Divine Minister and Grand National Chairman of the Moorish American National Government, Dr. Pleasant L. Bay, Elihu Pleasant L. Bay, you can purchase those books at the two above-mentioned sites that I just mentioned. Also, we are still offering you free articles to our 14th Amendment Exposed, as well as the Commerce Game, and the final article is involving whether or not you own your children under the current administrations inside the United States of America. I would also like to add that if you want to re-listen to this broadcast, you can always go to ancientblacksinasia.blogspot.com. That's www.ancientblacksinasia.blogspot.com. And for those of you who have who would wish to call into your national conference held by the Moorish American National Government, you can simply dial 760-569-7100, access code 437-966-pound, and just follow the prompts on your phone. If you want to speak, just hit *6 to speak or *6 to mute, and that will get you in and out. And that's held 7 days a week, starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. and you're welcome. Regardless of what your religious persuasion is, we welcome you to become citizens of your own government that exists today inside the United States, and the first time in the history of the world that this is taking place on this continent. Now, I'm going to go back to Divine Minister. We only have 5 minutes left, so if you can briefly give us this, and I'll go ahead and close out.
All right.
What is the difference between nation building done by the Moorish American government and anything outside of that?
I'm not catching what you say. What was that?
Okay, I was trying to get the, in your opinion, what was the difference between nation building done by the Moorish American government and other organizations and groups?
Okay, other organizations is just that. It's just organizations, all right?
Okay.
Organizations can never own a government, but a government can own as many organizations as it can. You would not be free as a national of people inside of an organization. It would never happen. When the prophet went to the Pan Am convention in Cuba, all right, he never said anything about any other organization. He talked about a national people and a government, all right? That is as simple as I can make that. And when we come together as a people, as one, as a national people, not these little factions, groups and organizations out there. Because you got to ask yourself one question, all right? With all these other groups out there, ask yourself this one question. Have that organization freed you? And if it hasn't freed you, guess what? It didn't enslave you. Peace and love.
Peace and love, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of our broadcast. We've been listening to the Divine Minister, our McMillan L. of the Moorish American National Government. I've been your host, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, and until Sunday night, you all take care of yourself, and peace.